Mesechtas Trumas, Perek Yud, Mishnah Hey. Tilson shenafla latecha barshel yain. If tilson, which is fenugreek, which is a plant that the seeds were used as a spice, the stalk also had a flavor, but they wouldn't eat the stalk, they would just eat the seeds. So if the fenugreek, tilson shenafla latecha barshel yain, it fell into a vat of wine. So the Mishnah discusses what the status of the fenugreek was and if it gives flavor and changes the halacha status of the wine. Betruma uba meiser sheni, if the fenugreek was from truma or meiser sheni, so then im yesh bezera kedei litein tam, we only calculate the seeds from the fenugreek if they give flavor to the wine, avalei be'etz, but not the stalk, not the wood, the stalk of the fenugreek. Since truma and meiser sheni are only applicable to the part that's edible, so that's only the seeds, not the stalks. And we only calculate if the seeds give flavor if it's going to be a mixture that the truma now has mixed into the wine, or the meiser sheni has mixed into the wine. And if the seeds alone couldn't give that flavor, only together with the stalks, then it won't change the halachic status of the wine. That's truma and meiser sheni. However, if it's beshvius, if it's fenugreek from the Shemitah year, or beklai karam, or it's fenugreek that's kalayim, that grew next to a vineyard, and it became kalayim, that is aser banatz, forbidden to benefit from the hektish, or if it was something that was sanctified to hektish, to the base of Mikdash. So in these cases, the fenugreek, we calculate not only the seeds, but the Mishnah says, im yesh bezera uba eitz kedei litein tam, we calculate both the seeds together with the stalks. Because over here, this status of Shemitah, Kalayim, and Hektish is not limited to the seeds, it's on the stalks as well, and so we calculate that also if it's giving flavor to the wine in this mixture to forbid it. Mishnah Vav. Misha Hayulei Chavilei Tilson, someone who has bundles of fenugreek, Bikilaya Karam, that were Kilayim, that grew together with a vineyard. So these things, the Adalek, he has to burn the whole thing. He can't benefit from it. He has to burn it. And even the stalks as well have to be burnt. Like we said, that kilayim applies even to the non-edible part of it, the stalks as well. Hayulei chavilei tilson shel tavel. If he has a bundle of fenugreek that's tavel, and he needs to take off trumas and meisers from the tavel, kaitesh, he's allowed to pound them to remove the seeds from the stalks. Umachashiv kamazera yeshbam, and he calculates just how much seeds there are. Umafreshazera, and he separates the trumas and meisers from the seeds alone. Vein sarch lahafreshazeitz, he doesn't have to take away from the stalks and give the stalks to the trum of truma to the kayan, because like we mentioned before, only the edible part is obligated in truma, and that's only the seeds. So you can separate the seeds, then take off truma and give it to the kayan. However, im hifresh, if he separated from the stalks before removing the seeds, and he gave stalks and seeds, and he designated that this is truma. After he designated truma, lo yemer, he can't say echdosh, I'll now pound it and separate the seeds, ve'etal se'etz, and I'll take the stalk for myself, ve'etina se'zera, and I'm only going to give the seeds to the kayan. That he can't do. Elo neisen e'etz ma'zera, he has to give the stalks together with the seeds, because since at the time that he declared that it's truma, he declared even on the stalks that it's truma, and even though it doesn't actually take effect that it's truma, because truma is only on the edible part, but midarabanan, they required him to give the whole thing to the kayan, since he declared the whole thing as truma, even though only the seeds become truma.